The miracle of Jesus walking on water has often been something that I wondered why. Why is this miracle given to us? What difference does it make that Jesus walked on water? We know that he's the Son of God. He can do anything. But many times we resort to the story where Peter also steps out of the boat, and we use this to teach about faith. However, I'd like to offer today a different perspective. In John chapter 6, it reads, "When evening came, his disciples went down to the lake, where they got into a boat and set off across the lake for Capernaum. By now it was dark, and Jesus had not yet joined them. A strong wind was blowing, and the waters grew rough. When they had rowed about 3 or 4 miles, they saw Jesus approaching the boat, walking on the water, and they were frightened. But he said to them, 'It is I. Don't be afraid.' Then they were willing to take him into the boat, and immediately the boat reached the shore where they were heading." In this story, there are a few things worth noting. First, the disciples were rowing across a lake, and there was a strong wind blowing. The waters were rough. It's difficult to row a boat in rough waters. It's more difficult to row a boat in rough waters when the wind is blowing, when the wind is working against you. So the disciples were rowing, and they were rowing, it says, for 3 or 4 miles. Rowing a boat is difficult work. Rowing a boat in rough water is even more difficult. With the wind blowing against you, it's disheartening. And so we can assume after 3 or 4 miles of this struggle that the disciples were tired. They were discouraged. And they didn't feel like they were reaching their goal, the other side, where they could be in safety, where they could have their mission completed. Then Jesus appears, walking on the water. The translation says, "It is I," but the Greek says, "Ego eimi," which means, "I am." What Jesus actually said was, "I am, don't be afraid." In other words, he used the same language that we see God identify himself with earlier in the Old Testament. "I am that I am, the great I am." In the midst of struggle, in the midst of fear, in the midst of difficulty, Jesus appears walking on the water and he says, "I am." In other words, God is with you in the struggles. God is here for you in the struggles. God was there for them. The miracle brought to light the fact that God is always with us, no matter how improbable it seems, no matter how unlikely it seems. And so the disciples were able to finish their journey. They were able to get to the other side because they found strength and they found comfort and they found hope because God was with them. Is God with you? He is indeed. If you are a Christian, if you have come to know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, God indwells you. He is with you now, and his promise is that he will be with you always. If you've hit rough waters, if you're in the midst of fear or discouragement, if you're losing hope, understand God is with you. He is. And he is with you. And he will guide you, protect you, and see you to the other shore. Only trust him. Have a great Sunday.